Dash is the most compact and affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase our exclusive VIP package, for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower to use while yours is in our service department. And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
Hey, what are we going to do for that special graduate? We're going to go to Marguerite's. We're going to have them make her something that she's going to treasure and remember forever and who it came from. She's accomplished wonderful things, and she's from our family. So we're going to let her know it means something special. We're going to make her that special, special graduation gift from Marguerite's. Come into Marguerite's. They make it. They really make it. They're in Peppertree, starting in all prices. We'll make it very affordable. Congratulations, you graduate.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
Any transmission, reproduction, or rebroadcast of this show is prohibited.
Will you shut up? I can't hear this song in my head.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a stand by for you.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A bill banning almost all abortions in Alabama is signed into law by the state's governor.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey said it was a powerful testament to Alabamians' deeply held belief that every life is precious and that every life is a sacred gift from God. Supporters not only expect it to be challenged, they're counting on it, hoping it's eventually picked up by the Supreme Court and will lead to overturning Roe versus Wade.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. Meantime, the Missouri State Senate has passed a bill banning abortion after 8 weeks of pregnancy. A study finds eating less fat and more fruits and vegetables can help prevent breast cancer deaths.
An experiment with nearly 49,000 women over 2 decades shows those who modified their diets while they were healthy for at least 8 years and later developed breast cancer had a 21% lower risk of dying of the disease compared to those who continued to eat as usual.
Fox's Richard Jordan. This is Fox News.
Here's a morning show that reminds you a zebra cannot change its stripes.
That's a fact, Jack!
Starring Greg Budell.
You can't go! All the plants are gonna die!
Jay Scott.
My friends call me Ox.
Emily Hayes.
You sleep until noon, then you watch Rocky and Bullwinkle, and then you play those stupid Tito Puente albums until 2 a.m.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
Chicks dig me.
Now it's time to fall in and give all your attention to three men and a lady.
Who out of the chicken crossed the road?
Stick it from the left to the right.
He stepped out of range, got hit by a dude.
He ain't no chicken no more. No.
I love that movie. Don't ever watch it with me because I can quote every line before it happens. Oh, my God.
Chicks dig Rich Thomas. They like his style.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
He and his Mr. Microphone making the rounds. Rich, you know. Jay Scott, Emily Hayes.
Me.
Now let's get the book.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. At ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Go ahead, Rich.
Every morning is a little warmer. Mostly sunny And warmer today with a high around 86. Can't rule out an isolated afternoon shower or storm somewhere in the area today. But they'll be random and most towns stay dry. Not as cool. Low 66 tomorrow with a high in the upper 80s. Can't rule out a shower again. But the chances of tomorrow are 20% or less. And then sunshine dominates Saturday. Getting close to 90 degrees. A little bit more humidity as well. Sunday's high 89, 90. Can't rule out an isolated evening shower, somewhere in the area. And then a few spotty storms perhaps on Monday. Monday's still in the upper 80s. Beach forecast calling for highs in the low to mid 80s. Generally dry weekend, maybe a late day shower Sunday. But if you're going to the Hangout Music Festival down on the Alabama Gulf Coast, the weather looks great. Gulf water temperature now at 80. Right now this morning, calm winds, clear skies, temperature is 70. It's 8:07. It's a known fact, if whether it's 8:07 or maybe middle of the night or on the weekend sometime, that plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. That's why it's good to know it. Plumbing by Luke Wire. They are ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Why am I doing this with my pen? And they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. That's right. That's what they do. So trust Conrad Misseldine's experienced crew of professionals like I do. And I got the whole house plumbing inspection, so I'm feeling good that I'm not going to come home to, let's say, this morning, to a flood in the house. That happens while you're gone. And I've seen this happen to neighbors where you come home and everything's ruined. The drywall, the carpeting. So get the whole house plumbing inspection. You'll feel better about it. And keep the phone number handy, right? 264-9666 for Plumbing by Luke Wire. Or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
Down to the traffic dungeon.
Montgomery Skywatch taking a look at your morning traffic, and things are jamming up all over the place. We have a problem right at the interchange. If you're taking 65 north onto 85 north, be careful there. Of course, you know it's slow around the river bridges on I-65 southbound, so watch out as you're headed into the downtown area. We also have a car fire. It is on 85 south just before Ann Street, so be careful in that area. If you're on the boulevard, there's traffic everywhere you look, and it's slowing down at all the major intersections, so watch it there. School zones are in effect for just a little while longer, so watch out around the kids and the buses. Trenum State Community College is offering CompTIA Security Plus classes starting May 20th. Registration fee is $75. Call Renita Scott at 420-4400 for more information. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We have some extraordinary Morning Maroon nominees coming up later in the hour. And we have a chance for you to win a $10 Siva Bistro gift card by coming up with the correct answer to our conundrum. Now, those of you who have been long-term listeners, you have a bit of an advantage because I've told this story about the first time I took my driver's test and why I was crushed. I mean, probably the most devastating thing that can happen to a teenager.
Yeah.
First time out, fail. But it is something that 1 in 3 men and 4 out of 10 women admit they do while driving. So what is this offense? 272-9228, 272-9228. $10 at the Seafood Bistro will get you some great food.
Uh-huh.
Jay can start gathering calls now while we visit with our good buddy on the phone known as
Mr. Sandman.
Hello.
Good morning.
Morning.
It is a good morning. Okay, I am down to the, I guess we're starting on Memorial Day sale, but I have got a number of really premium quality, nice floor samples I need to clear off to put my new products on the floor.
I see.
So if you need a queen or a king mattress, and some fools, we got some full floor samples from Serta that I need to get rid of. When I get into the store today, I'm going to be drastically reducing the prices off what they have been on sale for. Because I got to get them moved because I got new stuff I've got to get onto the floor. So if you need a mattress, and a mattress is a great graduation gift for a child. You know, if they're graduating high school, going to be going off to college, you know, get them a good mattress to sleep on while they're in college. And this is a time to buy mattresses for way under what they normally sold for. Not some fictitious top tag price or anything, but what they actually sold for. These are discounted way off that. I got Serta's, I've got Jameson's, I've got Restonic, Sutherland, some other brands, from King Coil, just some really super mattresses that you can buy at a very fair price. You don't have to finance them for 4 or 8 years to get them paid for. These are mattresses you can afford to, you know, write a check or just, you know, pull your coins out of your pocket probably. So come see us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery across from the Dairy Queen, and in Millbrook on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right-hand side, in that little shopping center next to the Citgo across from the Dollar General. And we're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday, and we've got headboards on sale, beds, pillows, a lot of nice products. So if you're in the market for any of this, come see us before you spend your money, because you will be shocked at how much better mattress you can get for what you've been looking at other stores. So I appreciate it.
That's a great point on the, especially for students going away to college, because I remember visiting my buddy at Western Illinois University, and he said, my roommate's going to be going to use his bed. It was like sleeping on a prison mattress. It was awful, you know, because that's what the school supplies. So that's a very, very good idea.
Well, when my daughter went off to a college, I won't mention which one, and I took a mattress with me because I was in the business. Mm-hmm. But I got there, and I saw the mattress they expected her to sleep on in the dorm. Mm-hmm. You could honestly, you could pick it up and look through it. It had holes all the way through it.
Oh,
it was that worn out.
Wow. And
yeah, it broke my heart because I could think about all the other kids whose parents did not send them a mattress and they'll have to sleep on that stuff.
Yeah.
All right, we know we have thoughtful, generous parents listening. Get over with Mr. Sandman, and because no student can succeed without adequate sleep, right?
This is very true.
That is good.
We thank you, Mr. Sandman.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Looks like I'm going to have to pull out the torture music here soon.
Oh, no, not that.
Florence Foster Jenkins?
No!
That was a thing from Random Facts, right?
Yeah. She was a socialite who...
thought she was an opera singer.
Yeah. Who thought she sounded fine, but she actually played Carnegie Hall, a full crowd, but she was horrible.
I wonder if she's on YouTube.
I hope you find a better recording than the one I found. The one I found was...
Well, it's great because it was...
Like it was recorded on a potato.
A potato!
Yeah.
This could be it. This could be our new story.
Starts off real nice. Want me to talk it up?
Adele's laughing song. Deep timeline.
That's not enough of that.
Unless we start seeing the phone ring with some guesses on this, you're going to be getting the feeder mouse.
So much for tomorrow's timeline. That's going to be the song of the day.
Oh, look. They're already coming in.
See?
Didn't take much.
We got to work this crowd. 272-9228. And again, it's something that 1 in 3 men, 4 out of 10 women admit they've done while driving. When I did it, it cost me my driver's license in the exam. 814.
Network. I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey has signed the strictest abortion ban in the nation. The bill contains an exception for when the pregnancy creates a serious health risk for the woman, but not an exception for rape or incest. Lawsuits challenging the legislation are expected. Montgomery police arrested a man in connection to a recent house fire. They say Ronald Chatfield intentionally set a home on fire in the 2600 block of Drake Street. No one was hurt in the fire, but two small dogs are missing. Chatfield is in the Montgomery County Jail. His bond is set at $15,000. And Hyundai is celebrating the grand opening of its new cylinder head machining plant. This marks the third facility at the Hyundai plant. The expansion created 50 new jobs. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The great Florence Foster Jenkins. Okay.
That was good.
I think I felt that.
We set off the emergency broadcast system, too.
Whoops.
All right, but we have callers now in a conundrum. And again, what is this thing that 1 out of 3 men, 4 out of 10 women admit they've done while driving? The first time I did it, I failed my driver's test.
Oh, no.
Eric.
You've done so many things I've heard stories about. But,
sorry, Greg. You're not saying those stories are boring, I hope.
No. Oh, I love them.
You've done so much that he couldn't figure out what you've done.
I mean, it's a wide, vast array of things that I could choose from here. And your stories give me an opportunity. I just started a new job, so new people get to listen to you. So when they hear part of a story, I can kind of fill them in.
That's cool. Thank you, man.
On references.
So what do you think it is?
I don't know. I'm going to go with changing the radio. Messing with the radio knobs.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh,
yeah. That would make the tester mad.
Changing the radio is not it. Man, I wanted you to win, too.
It's all right. I'll try again.
Okay,
see, today in most cars, you can change the radio with the steering wheel controls.
Yeah, that's right.
I can.
I never do that.
Though. I can do anything with one thumb. Push the button, I can tell Siri.
In the kitchen.
I didn't say anything.
You don't have to.
Why are you looking at me like that? They're the ones that laughed.
You had a
because
look.
Your face looks like the cover of Shock magazine.
You had a look. Oh, really?
It's my face. Thought? I can't do anything about it.
It's a beautiful face. It's very expressive.
Good morning.
Ken P., what you got?
Hey,
Ken.
Good morning. I was waiting for Michael Bolton to go, I can hardly believe it.
It's so good.
What do you think the answer is, this?
Having one hand on the steering wheel.
Okay, that's a good one.
You took it out of the 10 to do position. Could that be it? No. Sorry.
Oh, man, I can hardly believe it.
I can hardly believe it.
That was surprisingly... Well done.
Hey.
Thank you. Barry.
Yes.
Good morning. What do you think this thing that one out of three men, 4 out of 10 women admit they've done while driving? When I did it during my driver's exam, you know, on the road, I got failed. So what is this?
Well, you were in the land barge station wagon and you ran over the curb.
He says running over the curb, and you know why he's the winner? Because he heard the story. This is a listener here.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, it's, I think they all are.
Yeah. I think I hit the curb once. And did I have to take it again? I may have to take it. Yeah.
I was doing the 3-point turn, and it was beautiful in this 80-foot Plymouth Fury station wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And I came out of the turn perfectly, and then the next thing you come to is a curb, and the instructor says, turn right. But I hadn't pulled enough of the fun ship Plymouth Fury, so the back right tire went over the corner.
Says, I did it with parallel parking.
And he said, son, I'm sorry, I have to fail you.
Yeah.
And my dreams, you wait for years for that moment, and then they snatch it.
Did you have trouble with parallel parking?
No.
Okay. I didn't have any trouble with that.
Okay, because the judgment part of that is...
it's tough.
It can be tricky.
It can be tricky. The more you do it, though, the more often that you parallel park, you don't need to be scared of
anything.
If you're parallel parking into a spot and there's people on the street that got to wait for you to do it, and they start getting impatient,
The worst is when you pull up parallel to the car in front of you, which is what you're supposed to do to back into the spot, but you pull up parallel... And then the little Geo Metro behind you zips into the spot. And you're just like, what the crap?
Hey,
this time people get shot for that. Hang on, Barry. Congratulations. Thanks. And thank you for remembering that. Maybe somebody would remember that story.
Yeah.
Among the litany of lame-ass stories I've told over the years. Okay, so he's going to Seafood Bistro.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and I would invite Jay to help out with this. However, he's on the phone with Barry getting his information so he can come pick up his gift certificate to the Seafood Bistro. Now, what can he enjoy at the Seafood Bistro?
A lot of stuff.
There's a lot of stuff for him to enjoy, but I honestly have to keep telling y'all about the fish tacos, the shrimp tacos, and the fried green tomatoes. The tacos have this their take on a great slaw. It's not too tangy. It's not too tart. It's really, really great married with the fish or shrimp. You can get it fried. I recommend getting it blackened. It's so freaking tasty with that Spanish rice on the side that they do that's not your typical Spanish rice. That's just some of the things you can enjoy at the Seafood Bistro. Check them out online at the Seafood Bistro. Adakim. You can place your order ahead, 279-7500, or you can go see them in person, which is what we suggest because Paul and Jessica are just great. At 1651 Perry Hill Road is where you will find the Seafood Bistro.
Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome.
Oh, my goodness, Tommy.
Hey, Greg. Hope y'all doing well this morning.
Oh, we're good. We're good, man. How are you?
Y'all talking about your driving stories. When I was 16, I had to go down to the state trooper office in Montgomery. And in 1985, my mama had a Cutlass Supreme. The air condition was out on it. It was very hot that month in May. Very hot summer. And my dad are standing there waiting for the state trooper officer to come out to administer the test. All of a sudden, this long-legged, beautiful, blonde bombshell state trooper comes walking out. My dad does a double take, and he's like, whoa. And we get in the car, she's putting on her seatbelt, and I look up and have those long, blonde, curly locks, and I'm like, ma'am, we got to ride with the windows down because my air's not working. She's like, well, that's perfectly okay. And we start driving, you know. We get about maybe a mile away from the trooper office, and a bumblebee flies in through the window.
Oh, jeez.
Gets caught up in her hair, and she's going crazy.
Yeah.
And so I look at her and said, ma'am, this is a driving emergency. So I hit my flashers. I pull over. I lean over and grab the bee, and I let it go. And she looks at me, and she's like, well, I guess that's good. You can just turn around right here, and we'll go back. I didn't even do my driving test. We get back to the state trooper office. She gets out of the car and looks at my dad and says, your son was great. And
oh, my.
My dad's looking at me like, what in the world did you do to that woman?
Wow. That's great.
I love that story.
That's cool. I like that.
You got to be a hero, and you got your driver's license on the same day.
Pretty exactly good. Right. And I wouldn't go in probably 5 minutes. My dad thought I failed. But I'll never forget it.
Cool.
Great story, Greg. Y'all take care.
Thanks. My dad felt bad because he made me take the test in the Fury station wagon. And we went back 2 days later in my mother's Mustang, 68 Mustang, and that was a breeze.
By any chance, did you ever see on Taxi when Jim Ignatowski takes the written exam and Tony's trying to help him by whispering answers to him?
When I was 15 and took the written exam for my permit, I had to take it twice because you could miss like 6 questions and I missed 7.
Yeah.
So I had to take it again. My stepmom was none too pleased about that because you have to pay to take it again.
One of the funniest scenes in Taxi.
I never saw that one.
I saw a lot of episodes of Taxi. Yeah. Go ahead, Emily.
I'm good.
We're on the same page here. So you had to pay.
No, go ahead, Taxi.
What were the questions you got wrong on the written exam?
Do you remember what was wrong?
There were scenario questions.
Oh, if you come up on this situation.
Like if you and two other cars pull up to a four-way stop and...
Who's got the right-of-way, that sort of thing?
That reminds me of a funny episode of the Andy Griffith Show I watched a couple of days back.
Yeah, there, Howard?
Sound like old Cosby.
Yeah. I don't want to sound like him.
I mean, but after, you got
a little cello.
Got a little bit of a hole
in there.
I got to finish the driving test that had a pudding pop to celebrate.
You got to get the pudding pops. With your drivers and your tests,
By the way, drivers everywhere, if you don't know this, if the stoplight is out, you treat it like a four-way. Stop.
You know what?
Hello?
That was the worst part of post-Hurricane Andrew. Because power's out almost everywhere. And I had to take my daughter's grandma back to her place. And there are people going through intersections at 70, 80 miles an hour.
Yeah.
The intersections are dead. I'm stopping. They're honking at me.
Right, because you're doing the right thing.
And they had made it pretty clear that, hey, a four-way, if the lights are out, it's a four-way stop.
Okay, if you both get to it at the same time, who goes?
What's the car on the right.
Exactly. That's exactly right, the car on the right.
These are simple things. That was the part that Otis got wrong. They were horrified to find out that Otis had a driver's license in a car.
You know what I could not do, though?
Hmm.
Driving on the other side of the road, that would just mess my brain up so bad.
I wonder how long it would take to get used to doing that.
Oh, you mean
in England?
And, yeah.
Britain.
Clinton.
Britain.
That's going to be in the outtakes reel for Christmas, the Clinton thing.
By the way, they don't do that in Clinton, folks. So do not drive on the wrong side of the road in Clinton.
Guess who was at Baumhauer's last night?
Who?
Eddie Painter.
Oh, Eddie. We'll see him today, won't we?
He is. He's coming in today, yeah.
Yeah. He's going to come in and cut a spot.
Eddie Painter. This is the guy. He's got listings. And this is the guy that can help you get your house sold. This is the guy that can find you a house to rent or buy. Just order it up. Tell him what the criteria are that you need. This is what he lives to do.
Can I jump in here for a second?
After I just mentioned that, I'm afraid that Eddie's brain would atrophy if he didn't have things to do. So we got to, you know, if you're going to sell your house, put it on the market, have Eddie Painter handle it.
He's got a condo right now, which I didn't realize how sought after those are in Montgomery.
Oh.
But it's a lovely condo, like no maintenance, low maintenance yard and all that stuff. But that's pretty sharp.
So
houses, condos.
Many times moving is an unplanned event. Somebody gets promoted. Folks that used to work for Ream here that got sent elsewhere to Memphis and other places. And when you have to, you know, that puts you in a real spot because you got to prepare for life in another town and you've got to move the property you have here. So you don't want somebody that's just going to make a minimal effort to get it done. You want somebody who's going to hustle, hustle, hustle. And that is Eddie's middle name. Eddie Painter from the Goodson Group will do a great job. And by the way, if you're looking for something, give him a call, buying or renting. He knows the market inside out. He makes it his business to stay on top of it every single day. Eddie Painter at the Goodson Group, 322-0662, on top of everything else we just told you. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
You'll enjoy working with him. And be confident he'll get you exactly what you need. Eddie Painter. 828. Here's Eddie Belotti.
Montgomery Skywatch, making our way through the morning rush hour, and a lot of people are not rushing because we got traffic jams all over the place, especially on the interstates. Of course, you know you're going to slow down headed into the downtown area on 65 South. If you're on 65 North, headed to 85 North, it looks like we have a car fire in that area, and it's slowing traffic down on the interchange. There's also a car fire on the southbound side of I-85 right at Ann Street, and that is slowing things down there. The boulevard's pretty much back to a normal traffic flow. It's really busy. There's only slowdowns at the intersections, and we don't see any real problems on the 31s. If you're headed into town that way, just be careful and watch out for the traffic around you. Trenum State Community College is offering CompTIA Security A-plus classes starting May 20th. Registration fee is $75. Call Renita Scott at 420-4400 for more information. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's Riverbend Brewfest 2019, Friday, May 17th in downtown Montgomery, beginning at 6 p.m. at the Train Shed. Brewfest will feature a large selection of craft and specialty beers from local, regional, and national breweries. Tickets are $25 and include a commemorative tasting glass. Live music will be provided by Burnham Wood. The fun continues with River Jam on Saturday at 6 p.m. with entertainment by Corey Smith, Jesse Lynn, and Kurt J. Tickets are $20. Sponsored by Wind Creek Hospitality, Capital Hyundai, Bama Bud, and Spire Energy. For tickets and information, visit FunOfMontgomery.com.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 per month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase our exclusive VIP package, for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower to use while yours is in our service department. And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
Hey, it's Kristen Cavallari. What's better than watching the hot new dating competition, Paradise Hotel, on Fox? Watching it live on Fox. Tonight, one sexy single will be packing their bags and leaving Paradise. Then you get to vote live to help decide who the next guest will be.
I'm all in.
Paradise Hotel, where contestants need to find a date or the door.
Prince Charming, where are you at?
Vote for love live on Paradise Hotel.
Tonight on Fox 20. This May.
Time to turn up with the people we love, our fans. All month long, we're treating our fans like the VIPs you are.
VIP Month on The Real.
With more hotline bling
across the country.
We want to give you this money, honey. Bigger games and bigger wins. Thousands of dollars. Plus, a daily mayhem giveaway. We're pulling out all the stops for you and you and you and you.
Weekdays at 3 on Fox 20.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Researchers say over the past 4 years, methane levels have risen, and urgent action is now required in order to halt further increases of methane in the atmosphere. Scientists don't know why atmospheric methane levels are rising across the planet, but something must be done to avoid triggering enhanced global warming. This message brought to you by Beano.
It is time
for
stupid
news.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
Our top story this morning. In fact, I'm going to up the ante on this one just a tad. If you guys don't mind, because I find this, on one hand, I find it somewhat ingenious. On the other hand, it seems to make a statement that rubs me the wrong way. It's electric.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
Yes, the political ads have already started. What you're probably going to be seeing most in the days ahead are Democrats who are vying for the White House. But the story I mentioned, that I don't know whether they think it's an act of genius or just an indication of how depraved our society is. Bernie Sanders is running political ads on porn sites.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Because he knows where he's going to get a lot of eyes.
You know what?
Is he clever?
Well, this is actually something that began in Denmark. Why do they call them Danish if it's Denmark? Why not Danish?
I don't know.
That's one of those questions that demands to be asked. But this is sort of a creative look at what a Bernie ad on Pornhub might sound like.
Pizza delivery. Did somebody order extra sausage?
Oh, this is Bernie Sanders. Sorry to interrupt your me time with my campaign ad. Did you know the average pizza delivery guy makes $7 an hour? That puts him in the bottom 99% of the lower 50% of the bottom 23%.
Hey, doctor, should I get naked for this exam?
She won't be so excited for the exam after she sees her deductible. That's why I support Medicare for All.
I need a plumber to check my pipes.
Did you know she's only doing this to pay for college? When I'm president, college will be free, and she won't have to degrade herself. I'm Bernie Sanders, and after I tax the rich, everyone will get a money shot. I mean, a shot at the money.
You had me going there for a while.
836. All right, now this is a true story.
Okay.
Is this guy cheap or clever?
Okay.
He gave his fiance an engagement ring made out of his own hair.
Creepy.
Is that, some might see that as super romantic, no. Giving a gift of party or...
I don't think so.
No, that's right. That's weird.
I don't think so.
A woman posted a picture on Facebook in a wedding ring group Friday and said that the ring she was wearing was made out of his own hair. She said he proposed with the ring made with his hair. This is a placeholder until my more intricately woven band is done.
From his skin.
Ah!
Jeez. But anyway, it'd be interesting to do a survey on whether that's romantic, cheap, or gross.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Hair, I'm going with gross.
Yeah. Gross?
Yeah. Creepy.
Why are you making that face at me?
No, that wasn't a face at you. That was a face at the story. But if I make a face at a story, you're going to see it because you're right across from me.
You two stop making faces at each other all morning long.
I suppose next you're going to tell us if we do that, it'll stay in that position.
Because you're wearing a hair ring, and then you're going to like eat and be like, there's a hair in my... Well, it's probably from my ring. It's gross all the way around.
This has actually been a kind of a gross edition of Stupid News. We had a guy named Tony Poznanski. He's been in a Twitter battle with the coconut water brand Vita Coco for the past week because he hates coconut water. Yesterday morning, after Vita Coco offered to send him some free coconut water to change his mind, he said, blank that, I'd rather drink your social media person's tinkle than coconut water.
Good
so
Lord.
Guess what?
They sent him a bottle of that?
Well, what they did was they tweeted a picture of a female employee in the bathroom holding a jar filled with yellow liquid. Seriously. So that's either an incredibly badass reply to a...
Yeah, if you're the marketing person... you had to start filling out, resumes for other jobs.
Actually, here's the thing. Tony said, I have no comeback for that. I'm defeated. And Uber, their IPO, I guess their initial public offering did not go well. But this could boost their feature. They're rolling out a new quiet mode. And if you pick it, it means your driver won't talk to you. So if you're worried about an Uber driver, babbling away.
I'm totally fine with that.
Having somebody pick you up and all you...
I'm not one to strike up conversation with my driver anyway.
Yeah, I was in Jamaica, there was a real talkative bus driver, and I was the only one on that particular bus at that moment.
You were the only one in the entire bus?
No, we were going to the resort, and they have a bunch of buses going to the resort. Mm-hmm. At that moment, there was no other person going to my resort. So, but he was very chatty, and I didn't want to chat.
Was it like,
blah, 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 where you from? Where you from? All this and that.
Why are you making that face at me, Emily? Yeah.
Two country ham biscuits, please.
Hey.
How's that country ham biscuit?
Hi.
Caught you in the middle of your order there, Walt.
Yeah, you got me there.
That's okay.
You were talking about driving on the other side of the road.
Right.
My wife and I spend a lot of time in Thailand, and it's that way over there, and she's had a problem. I have some problems switching back and forth.
Yep.
But I came up with an idea. The cars are left or right-hand drive over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I said, always remember that the driver is near the center line.
Oh, that way. I guess that would help, too. Yeah.
She told me that that's really helped her. Once in a while here, I will pull out, make a left turn, and head down the wrong side of a two-lane road. But usually it's pretty good. One thing about going from Thailand to Laos, Thailand is drive on the left-hand side of the road. Laos is the right-hand.
Oh, I heard the roads there are lousy.
You ought to see the transition at the border.
Oh,
it's pretty
man.
Neat.
Wow.
it's pretty neat transition to get from one side to the other.
Interesting, interesting.
Well, we appreciate the call and the insights.
Enjoy your country ham biscuit.
Yes. Thank you.
The next time, order for the four of us. We appreciate it, man. So,
I will.
Have a great day. It's 8:41.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Our forecast for today, mostly sunny and warmer with a high temperature up to about 86. So gradually, the air is modifying from earlier this week. Well, yesterday morning was the best with some cities right around 50 degrees at dawn. Those days are gone. There could be an isolated shower somewhere in the area this afternoon or this evening. I've got the rain chances generally 20% or less, but not zero. Not as cool tonight, low 66. Upper 80s tomorrow. Rain chances, again, 20% or less, but not zero. Saturday, sunshine dominates. Getting closer to 90. A little bit more humidity. Feeling more like summer. Sunday, with a high temperature 89 or 90. Chance of a late day shower, perhaps an evening thunderstorm. Rain chances, relatively small Sunday. A little better on Monday as some spotty storms will be roaming around near a dissipating frontal system. Right now this morning, with clear skies and calm winds, our temperature, let me check one other feature here besides temperature. We want to see what the dew point is doing right now. We're at 70 with a dew point of 61. 61 is not bad on the dew point. When the dew point gets above 65, yeah, it's not good. When the dew point gets above 70, boy, that's really not good. That's 842 right now.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
843, I got a Facebook message from my friend Sherry the other day saying, can you recommend an electrician? Mm-hmm. I would like to talk to somebody that advertises on your station. Well, that was an easy one to answer, Mr. Electric at 269-8886. And not just because they advertise on the station. I wouldn't tell you about them unless they were really terrific and I had experienced them myself and used them myself. And I was so impressed from day one with the way they go about things. First of all, when you call them for any type of assessment or an estimate on a job or something you want done, a repair, when they make an appointment to come and see you, they will be there at a specific time, not in some window where you might have to take half a day off and just wait until somebody shows up. They are on-time folks. These are master certified electricians, so you're going to get your information from the very best in the business, the top-notch electricians. And they can pretty much handle anything. Like, I did not want to take a chance. A Ring doorbell, you can install it yourself. Mine works great because I asked Mr. Electric to install it for me.
Right.
And it was worth a very reasonable price, I might add. They've solved some mysteries for us. They've moved outlets that were stupidly placed on the outside of the house to areas where they're much more functional for us. They have solved mysteries like lights that we couldn't figure out how to turn them on. Turned out, after they came out, well, actually, you have the fixture and you have the pipe that leads to the fixture, but nobody put wires in it. So they set up that light, and now that's a motion-activated light that gives us extra security. They're just great at what they do. And when they say upfront price, there's no surprises when they quote you a price on a job. Call them at 269-8886, 269-8886, or learn more at MrElectric.com. 8:45, our final look at the roads, and then today's Morning Maroon nominee.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at our morning traffic. Today we have an accident we want to tell you about. It just happened on the Atlanta Highway, and it is between the Boulevard and Burbank, so be careful there. Otherwise, everything's back to a normal traffic flow with everything looking good on the Boulevard, just slowing down around the major intersections. If you're on the 31s, there aren't any troubles, and the interstates are up at a speed limit ride. Be careful on your way into work this morning, and we will check in with you this afternoon. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Shoe Station, Hourglass Optical, Bath and Body Works.
parts, cuts by us, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hiring? Aren't you tired of hoping the right candidates see your job posts and apply? It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. Instead of waiting for great candidates to find you, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Then its powerful technology reviews every application and even spotlights the top candidates, which means you never miss a great match. So instead of hoping you find that needle in the haystack, ZipRecruiter finds it for you. And hiring is a whole lot easier.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Honey, what's that police car doing in our driveway? Hey!
Okay, hands on the wall. Spread them.
What's going on, Cheryl?
I turned you in.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah? How do you explain that new set of tires on your car?
You better confess, Doug.
Confess? I bought them at the Tire City Spring Sale. Got a super deal.
Come on. You got them at less than cost.
That's right. When you buy a set of 4 select BF Goodrich tires now through May 28th, you get a $50 or $70 reward card.
That's below cost.
Exactly. And with us hitting the road for the beach in our summer trips, we'll know the family's safe. Plus, I feel pretty good about getting a $70 reward card and our new tires from Tire City below cost.
A likely story.
Whose side are you on?
Yours, dear. I'm turning you away from a life of crime.
Oh, brother.
Maybe we should check out his story at Tire City.
Okay, but keep the cuffs on him. I think he's a flight risk.
Don't miss the big Tire City Spring Sale. Visit Tire City, Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale and Southern Boulevard and Woodley in Capitol Plaza. Tire City.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Cayenne. I bet somebody's named their kid Cayenne somewhere.
Isn't there a Porsche?
That's Cayenne. Yes, I've seen that. Cayenne is the word, C-A-Y-E-N-N-E. Of course, it is a great part of their hot sauce at Baumhauer's. And whether you use it by the drop or you like a lot of it, it is the best one out there. It's a sauce you can also purchase at Baumhauer's should you fall in love with it during your meal there. So ask as you're walking out. They've got the white barbecue, the traditional barbecue. A lot of their sauces are on sale at the restaurant. But sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, we'll ask you to be caller 9 at 272-9228. And if you're caller 9 with the word cayenne, guess what? You're going to win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Something you can redeem downtown at 201 Union in the RSA building or at the Boulevard location. And we'll look forward to that later. Terry Adams joins us this afternoon following the Dan Morris Show. Let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Garay.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. And here to help us judge the dumbest of the dumb, the recent country wisdom of Randy Burkhalter from Breville Farm Center. Hey, Randy.
Hey.
Good morning, folks.
All right. We have a case of twisting the dragon's tail here. A guy who was wanted in British Columbia noticed that the police department in his town of Kamloops had put out an APB telling residents to look out for this man. So he decided to be a wise guy and say, don't waste your time. I'm in Edmonton. Well, that's where they found him. He, sort of taunted the police, and They used the information he provided to catch him and throw him in the clink. Next up, guess what state?
I don't know.
Wisconsin.
You know, if you work as a stripper for a living at a Key West club, I would imagine you're pretty used to being seen without your clothes on. But a stripper who was taking a fresh abreast smoke break outside a club noticed that a guy was filming her. And when she told him to stop and he didn't, she threw a coconut at him. Well, the guy with the camera's not in trouble. She is. Assault with a deadly weapon.
A coconut?
Yeah, and the cop, people get killed.
Yeah.
From coconuts that fall from trees.
Who just has a coconut handy, though?
They're on the ground, all over the place.
To chuck at a dude.
Well, it doesn't happen much in Minnesota.
And the cops said, the cops were sympathetic, but they said, you know,
sorry,
you're outside a strip club. You have no expectation of privacy.
I see.
And then finally, we have a lawyer in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
what a degenerate guy this is. He may lose his license to practice law because he paid a fine to the Bar Association with a check that had poop on it.
What?
Yeah. Now, I've heard of people paying fines with pennies just to show how angry they are.
Yeah. How does your check get poop on it?
Ew.
Well,
ain't but one way.
When they figure out, that's probably when they're going to disbar this guy.
Oh,
so
man.
Who's the shame. I kind of got to give it to the lawyer. You work many years to get your degree. To get a practice going, and then you throw it all away because you have an attitude towards the Bar Association? Who's the dumbest of the dumb here?
What do you think?
The lawyer. They all know, brother.
Yeah. I'm going for the lawyer,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
What an imbecile.
Indicted, convicted of being stupid. All right, Randy, I got a quick question for you.
Put it on me, brother.
We have 24 fine tomato plants that we purchased from you, and they're in the ground.
Yes.
And they are growing. They all took... But is there something I can do to accelerate their growth?
Let me put it on you like this. Calcium nitrate.
Calcium nitrate.
And let me explain. Nitrate is the most available form of nitrogen possible. Mm. The calcium, which separates off as a separate ion, many times with tomatoes, they grow so rapidly, the fruit has a hard time, or the plant has a hard time getting enough calcium, the blossom end of the fruit itself, which leads to blossom and rot. Calcium nitrate will correct that and fertilize at the same time. You don't use much.
Right.
But I'd say a tablespoon around a normal size plant.
Okay.
And you just top dress around the plant, not up against the stalk, and you water it in.
Very good. Now, that's something I can do.
Hmm. Yes,
and
sir.
I can pick it up at Prattville Farm Center, right?
You sure can. You All can right. get it in a 4-pound sack, or if you get really excited, you can get it in a 50-pound sack.
4 pounds ought to do it for me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, thank you for answering that question. That's also a good example to our listeners. Yeah. You not only buy what you want to grow, the seeds, mm-hmm. the plants at Prattville Farm Center, but these people will tell you how to get maximum value out of your purchase.
And I tell you this, if you're looking for something to do on Saturday with the family, we have got a thing going on down here called Spring Fling 2019. And let me go over what we're going to do here. We've got, of course, we have vendors from a lot of our dog food suppliers. Nutrina, matter of fact, is going to be here with their Feed It Forward campaign so that it bags the dog food that we sell, proceeds from that go to the dog humane shelter. We've got Backyard Chickens 101, and that's going to be from 10:30 to 11:30. If you're thinking about starting your little backyard chicken flock, that'd be a great learning experience. We got Beginning Gardening from 12 to 1 p.m. That's going to
wow.
Greg, you ought to come. And then we got Rabies Clinic. Now, I don't do things like everybody does things. You know that by now.
Mm-hmm.
I do it different. Well, our rabies clinic from 1 to 3, it's going to be drive-through style. You can sit in the comfort of your own car and just drive up to the folks giving the rabies shots and never have to get out of the car.
I've been there when you've done that, and it's pretty impressive.
Oh, it worked well.
Lots of folks come out for that. That's a very convenient way to get that taken care of with your dog.
Also, from 1 to 2, we're going to have a little beekeeping seminar. Beekeeping is a very popular, growing, backyard-type hobby that a lot of people are getting into. And we got more beekeeping supplies than we can shake a stick at. So we're going to have a little beekeeping seminar if you're interested in getting started in that. The wife has gone to great troubles to set up farm scenes that she's going to take pictures of the kids and the little farm scenery. And that'll be available, too. It'll just be a fun day.
And you'll be open a little bit later on Saturday, obviously, then, too.
We are. Our normal hours are from 7 to 2. And we're going to be here doing things from 7 to 4.
Sounds like a great opportunity, especially if you've never been. This is the perfect day, this Saturday event at Prattville Farm Center, and see what a great place it is.
And well, we're going to have a lot of things going on for learning and also talking to dog food vendors if you're interested. None of these dog foods I sell, you will ever see a commercial for. These guys put all their money back in the feed. So it's a good time to learn about the products. Just talk straight to the folks what make it.
By the way, if you're watching us on Channel 8 this morning, I mentioned the Mane and Tail shampoo. You can get it at Prattville Farm Center. Randy, we need your hours for regular business hours.
Yes, sir. Regular business is from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Normal 7 to 2 on Saturday. This Saturday is going to be a little different, 7 to 4. But anyway, come on by. We're right here in Prattville, just a little bit down from the Uptown McDonald's on Highway 31.
All right, my friend. Hope to see you this Saturday.
I hope so. Y'all have a good day.
Take care.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. We all want a good-looking yard, right? Unfortunately, not everyone can afford to hire professional landscapers. But there are some great ways to do it yourself, save lots of cash, and have a yard you love that adds value to your home. I'm talking about going to see the experts at Southern Homes and Gardens right here in Montgomery. Southern Homes and Gardens can help you add curb appeal to your tired yard, make over your backyard, or upgrade your outdoor furniture at unbelievable prices. And if they grow the plants, you don't pay tax. How about that for value? You're saving 10% right off the top. Folks, sticking to a budget doesn't mean you should settle for no curb appeal. Give Southern Home and Garden a call today. 334-387-0440. That's 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com and tell them Dave sent you. Call 334-387-0440.
This is Attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to the Capital City Club on May 28th from 9 until noon to discuss legacies and life's transitions. Please find the Facebook group Legacy Talk to register. Again, that's the Facebook group Legacy Talk.
Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is